Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Search, Deploy, Commit. I'm your host, Jack, and I'm here with longtime player and mod tester, Hangfire. Hangfire, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Jack. How you doing today?
I'm staying busy, and I wish I could do more of these episodes, but I'm here, and we're here, so I'm happy. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Hangfire. You know, how did you get into Warzone and start playing this type of game? Obviously, we know that you, and a lot of the modding community knows you for the experience and the amount of time that you've played, but how did you initially start playing Warzone?
Well, the short answer is Kongregate. I was looking for a risk simulator because prior to Warlight, all of the iterations were, well, let's face it, crap. So typing in, are there any risk games out there? So by this time it was 2012 and Warlight came up on Kongregate. I was like, all right, cool, let's check this out. And I was amazed because up until that point, I was disappointed. Couldn't find anything that really did the job. So once I found Warlight, I got into the single player. The
nice
video game community wasn't very nice back then. And I said to myself, I think I'll just be a rafter bunny and stick with single player and just get my kicks that way. But then you sort of plateau.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to get into multiplayer, but then my first foray was a little toxic. So I was like, okay, this is what I expected. So I withdrew back into my cocoon and just with single player.
Nice.
So the short answer, like I said, is Kongregate. And we take
that's cool. There. Yeah, I know. I did not start with Kongregate, but I remember, you know, playing stuff on Kongregate all the time back in the day. Before Flash kind of got eaten and gobbled up by some of the browsers. That's really cool. And how did you come up with your name? Have you always had the title Hangfire? Has that always been what you've used?
No, the day that I signed up for Warzone, I had watched the 1968 movie, The Green Berets, starring John Wayne, David Jansen, and Tim Hutton.
Wow.
And it was, I think Hutton's character, Sergeant Peterson, commanded a mortar crew, and the instruction was hang fire. What you do is you take the projectile, you hang it over the tube, and then when the instruction is given, you let go. Projectile falls down the tube, hits the pin, fires out of the tube. And so nowadays they say hang it, fire.
Huh.
But the other meaning, it has two meanings. It also means a gun malfunction. So when I do well, it's a mortar shot. When I lose a game, it's a gun malfunction. So my kind of a double meaning there, but
that's cool.
It's mortar instruction.
Wow. So what a inspiration, obviously. I love hearing about people's names, and that's a really great example.
I wanted to have something catchy that was Warzone-ish.
Yeah.
I wanted to have just a couple of syllables, something quick that rolls off the tongue that was applicable to the game. I didn't want any numbers. I don't like names with numbers.
Yeah.
So that was just, it just came up like that. I chose
that's awesome.
It from the movie and it just stuck. And I'm just going to keep it that way because I'm the original Hangfire. There are no others.
Yeah. Yeah, if you look it up, you are really the only one, which is pretty cool.
Because many times I would type in a name. Sorry, that name's taken. Oh, come on. Sorry, that name's taken. This would go on and on for like
minutes. Yeah, of course.
So this one stuck.
That's awesome. And you know, I was going to ask, I should have jumped. I'm going to jump back a little bit. Do you find yourself still doing single player quite a bit when you play? Because that's how I got started, was in single player as well.
Yeah, I revisit single player to try to get some more gold stars.
Sure.
But that's tough to do.
It is.
Because the commanders, they run away into the corner and you can't get there in time.
That's a good point. Yeah, they They do make those gold stars difficult, but yeah, no, I think that's when I find myself going back to single player. What was it about, you know, modding that you got so involved with and this experiment that you have going on?
Yeah, let's talk about the experiment, because there was a thread started that talked about changing one point to make ratings better or something to the effect of rankings and ratings. And at that time, I was level 22 and had already been with Warzone for a few years. And I said, you know what? Here I am, a low-level player. I'll just dive right in and we'll get to the bottom of this and find out what's really going on. And we'll get a third-person perspective from someone who's part of the community. So I sort of went anonymous to do this sort of testing to see what would happen.
Hmm.
And what I found was the lower level I was getting matched with like maybe 5 or 10 levels either way.
And this is in Quick Match?
Quick Match. Yeah, early on, a lot of it was Quick Match.
Okay.
And open games. And I would get matched up pretty fairly working up through the levels. But then I found out that once you get to level 54, 55, 56, and so on, you start to get matched up with 30s and 40s and 60s and 50s. It kind of bounces around, but on the average, it was pretty consistent. But then, you know, you've got alts. So you could be playing someone who's level 20 who's actually got the experience of a level 60 player.
Sure.
And they're easy to spot. Because they play a certain way and the Tigers don't change their stripes.
That's true.
So working up through the levels, also exploring the question of is joining a clan beneficial? And the answer to that is yes. If you're going to play Clan Wars, then yes, join a clan if you're going to play Idle, join a clan because there are benefits there. But in exploring, does joining a clan make you better? Yeah, if you're heeding the advice of the experienced players to improve your game, then yes. But you can get that information without joining a clan.
Hmm.
Just read the forums, ask around. There's plenty of good people in this community willing to help out in many areas. So there's all kinds of threads, lots of information, and you can play as casually or as intently as you want. This Warzone has, it's like an onion with a lot of layers, and you can get really involved if you want to. And that's what I like about Warzone so much, is we have all this stuff. We have tournaments and open games and ladders and mods. You know, we're almost up to 100 mods already. Isn't that incredible?
That is.
And what gets me is it all works. We have all this stuff and it works. We have all these great people doing all these things. We've got a healthy community of young and old alike. I'm probably not the oldest one, but I'm 54. So I'm kind of up there. Most of the people that I communicate with are in their 20s and 30s.
Sure.
So,
And what a great way to bring ages together is, as Warzone. I think it's a really universal theme, and, you know, it's cool that you're able to, you know, like you said, find your niche, peel back the onion and get in as far as you want. You know, that's what I feel like makes a good game. And obviously Warzone's great for that. What is it about the mods that you enjoy so much, you know, at least working with them? I'm sure you've worked with, I mean, maybe list for us who you've worked with from a modding perspective as a tester.
Well, Dutchman, JK3, UFO, Dan WL, they come out with mods and they announce it in the Discord. I'm home a lot, so I'm usually on call. I jump on it right away. I got into testing because when I first joined Warzone, I was directed to Discord because I had said that I found a mistake on a map. because when I first got into Warzone, one of the things that I really enjoyed doing was creating scenarios, and I've got quite a few scenarios. Haven't made one in a while. Well, actually, I did release one a couple of weeks ago, but prior to that, hadn't done one in a while. But when I found a map for Mexico, Southern America, Mexico, the northern half of South America, I was going to do a drug smuggling scenario. And there was this map that had a non-connection. And I thought, doesn't anybody test these things? So I asked around. I said, hey, if you guys need somebody that's around a lot and can be on call to test a map or a mod, you know, shoot me a signal and I'll be right there. Because I had this great idea for a scenario and I couldn't do it because the connections, there was a non-connection there. And I thought, well, couldn't find another map. So that's what prompted my desire to test, because personally, I feel it's an important and integral part of the game, because we have all this stuff surrounding Warzone. And I just want to make sure at the end of the day, it's all working right. And someone might say, well, testing's not a big deal. Anybody can do it. Yeah, but nobody does. And nobody's got nobody wants to spend the time checking a map with all those connections, because when I check a map, I do it 2, sometimes 3, maybe even 4 times. And then I'll say to the map maker, all your connections are good. You're good to go. And I like putting my stamp of approval on that, because it's like saying to the community, here we got this guy making a mod. Here we got this guy making a map. We tested it. It works. Have fun with it. And the more maps that come out, the more mods that come out, it just further enhances the gaming experience. And those guys are busy making them, but they need someone to test them. And I'm there to test.
That's really great. I mean, you talk about like your stamp of approval and how I'm sure, you know, those modders and map makers really appreciate somebody taking the time to go through and catch things that they've missed. I think that's really important to preserving the game and to encouraging those creators to continue, right? You know, to be confident in their work. So I'm sure you're well appreciated by the community. What and maybe you can't say, well, but what are some of your favorite mods that you've worked on, or maybe the maps that you've seen?
I like the Dragon mod is probably one of my favorites currently, because I've started the action adventure RPG series of scenarios that I'm launching. And I had to wait. See, I knew the Dragon mod was coming out, and I had that idea for action adventure RPG before that. Then I found out the Dragon mod was coming out. I was like, oh, this is great. But okay, I'll put my project on hold. So then I really got involved with Dutch and JK and UFO and Dan, because there was a flurry of mods coming out and there was a lot of testing going on in maps too. And I said, this is going to be great, because now we've got priests and tanks and forts and dragons and structure distribution and hospitals and gift gold. Those are all the elements for an RPG. And I thought, yeah, it'd be great if we could use the Warzone game to do this style of play. And we're just going to keep things fresh and offer up different new ideas.
So, that's really cool. So you started, have you started working on this action RPG that you have this vision for? Tell us a little bit about that.
We're playing chapter one right now. Viravari's involved. He actually helped me out a little bit. Shout out to Viravari, because you got to like this guy. He tells it like it is. He doesn't mix words. He's straightforward, and I respect that. So when he joined the chapter one game, he made some suggestions, and I said, okay, we'll do that, because I want the feedback. I want to improve the gaming experience. If maybe I missed something. Maybe somebody's got an idea and say, okay, I like what you're doing, but maybe we can make this adjustment, make it better. I'm all for that. Let's get together, put it on the table, make the gaming experience as good for the people as we can possibly do with what we have. So,
yeah,
you know, and there's so much going on. There's so much on offer and there's so much to do. There's boredom is not entering into the vocabulary when it comes to Warzone.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think, wow, you know, you talk about all this work and these things that you're passionate about with the game. And it just gets, I think, me excited. It gets other players excited about what they're working on as well. So you guys are working on chapter one of this RPG. Can you give us a little teaser as to what we should expect or what it is that you're envisioning?
Well, the storyline goes something like this. The land and the people are terrorized by a dragon, which was released by a criminal. So chapter one dealt with, or is currently dealing with, killing the dragon. Then we got to go after the guy who released them. So it's a vengeance quest. It's like a hunt. We got to go get the bad guy. And the bad guy is AI. I would like to make a second form of this where if someone wanted to volunteer to be the bad guy, we could do that. But for right now, I'm just using AI as the bad guy, which is a little difficult because we can't get the AI to do exactly what we want. So you have to do workarounds to make it a viable scenario. But kill the dragon, kill the bad guy that released them. Things like rescue the princess, enter the dungeon, find gold. Things like the team will have to work together to figure out the puzzle trick to figure out how to win the game. Because as each chapter progresses, it's going to become more difficult. And I'm restricting players to level 54.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to have, for what I'm proposing, you have to have a level of experience because it's going to be set up in such a way that you can't just dive in there and play like a regular game of Risk. There's going to be puzzles for you to figure out, tricks that you're going to have to learn, and you're going to have to work together. If you don't work together, the dragon's going to roast your ass.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what you're looking for, right? I mean, I think there's lots of single player groups out there that are still looking for these kinds of interactive games that, you know, especially when you talk about playing competitively. I have a small group of friends that, you know, we tried playing competitively in a multiplayer standing, but they're maybe not ready for that. But, you know, I try and set up our own personal scenarios with an AI, but something like this sounds perfect for that type of group, you know, something where you can work together. So that's really exciting. And you've made several levels on other specific things. I'm just even looking through your account. You've got quite a few of your own created levels.
Yeah. Get Tony was a really popular one. That was a lot of fun. People enjoyed that. The Spartacus versus Rome was pretty popular. But when I made Rome versus Spartacus, I didn't have my levels up enough where I could use the mods. So I've been wanting to redo that with multi-attack. Because, yeah, there's a mod where limit multi-attack, because I had this idea where, wouldn't it be great if you could, instead of just attacking once, maybe attack twice or maybe three times? So, you know, so you can click on multi-attack and then go to the mods and select limit the multi-attack. So I want to incorporate that into the version 2 of Spartacus versus Rome, and it'll make it a little bit different and maybe a little bit harder. But that's in the works. I've got chapter 2 already in the works for the other series. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes that people don't know yet.
That's awesome. You know, I think all these projects that people maybe just aren't familiar with, or, you know, hearing about them gets me excited. I hope it gets other players excited too. when you started modding, or not modding, but working with the modders, what other maybe experiences or mods have really stood out to you over time?
Gift gold is nice. I like to buy cards. I love the buy cards mod because you can have a commerce game and you don't want to just hand it to you. You gotta earn it. So I like that aspect that you can make things purchasable.
Is a good one.
Yeah, the buy cards mod is excellent. Any mod that would be applicable to the action adventure RPG series fits right in there. There's almost 100 mods.
Right.
I'm trying to remember them all.
I was just in a game with the buy cards mod. That was super cool. All of the, and you can obviously customize that, and yeah, that's a really cool opportunity to really customize your game style too, right? I mean, that changes everything when you can save up for just what you need instead of being like, oh, I'm pieces short. That's pretty cool.
Right. The artillery strike mod comes to mind. That's another good one.
Yes. I haven't played with that one. Describe that one to me.
The artillery strike has mortars and artillery strike. You can launch. It's got a cannon.
Oh, similar to the idol.
Yeah, there's a cannon, single target, mortars, multiple targets. You can set the damage for close range or adjacent damage, how expensive they are. Where you put them. Let's see. Like, for example, the cannons, you have a minimum damage, a maximum damage, and the maximum range. So adjust those sliders. It's good. You can use it on a small map. You can use it on a big map. So making a mod and then having slide adjusters is good because you can use it on a wide variety of maps of different sizes.
Yeah, no, that's a really great one. Trying to think of other ones that I've even just enjoyed over time. Do you like any of the diplomacy mods, or is that kind of not up your alley?
Not really a Diplo guy, but I have played them. Diplo is nice with emergency blockade cards.
Yes.
So that's a nice format. The structures distribution mod, another excellent mod. That's part and parcel to the series I'm making because we can put, like in a video game where you've got villages and towns that you can visit. So it gives it more of an RPG feel. Villages mod is nice. I like the tanks mod.
Yeah, that's a that's a personal favorite. That was exciting. I mean, and I think, you know, without getting too into the weeds, I kind of want to change gears a little bit, just as I'm thinking about something that I usually ask earlier in the podcast, but especially with how long you've been playing, what is maybe some advice for like a newer player, maybe somebody that's just starting Warzone and hearing about for the first time, maybe just found this podcast, and is wondering, you know, somebody like yourself that's been playing for a long time, what are some tips you could give them?
I would recommend by beginning to get your feet wet by playing single player. Then when you've become comfortable with the controls and all the nuances of the game at that level, break out into quick match and start asking around the forums for tips and tricks to become a better player. But yeah, start off in single player, get acclimated, and then break out into quick match. And if you're brave enough, try some open games and tournaments. And definitely watch replays.
Yeah, replays are key.
Yes, Warzone can be very intimidating and overwhelming at first. I would say to a new player coming in, don't be overwhelmed, and you can dive right in if you want to, but you're setting yourself up to be overwhelmed. And I don't want new players to be overwhelmed. I want them to open the door and see, oh, wow, there's all this stuff I can do. That's what makes Warzone so great for me personally, is all that it has to offer. It's like you're 6 years old and you've just opened the door to a huge department store. And you're looking left and you're looking right. You're looking up and down. Your eyes are wide open and there's all this stuff you can do. So take a brief walk with single player. And then when you're comfortable, break out into the multiplayer. And you got to cut your teeth and get good. You got to play. You got to get into it. You got to stay. It is a bit of a commitment, because it's when you get into the thick of it, it becomes a commitment. But it's I don't want people to think of it as a job or a chore.
Right.
But you commit to it. You show respect for the game, show respect for the players, and play your game as best as you can. And don't worry about the drama. Some people are dramatic, but as far as gaming communities go, Warzone is actually kind of tame, which I like. Not a lot of drama going on there, which is nice compared to other gaming games and game sites.
Right.
The community is very helpful. So for me, in my mind, there's nothing but good about Warzone when you look at it from a game perspective. And then, gee, I can make mods. Oh my God, I can make maps.
Yeah, right.
And it's math, it's history, it's science. You practically have to have a college degree to be an elite player. And I'm sure that some of these elite, top of the mountain, Apex players are quite nerdy and have college degrees and play chess a lot. So there's tons of stuff on offer for both the novice and the experienced player alike. And that's what makes Warzone so great.
That's a really good perspective. I love your analogy of a store, right? Because there really is just so much here. You know, I think about, you know, my childhood memories of, you know, first games and, you know, imagine, man, this Risk map is pretty cool, but it'd be really cool if I had, you know, Lord of the Rings Risk or something.
They have that.
Yes. Oh, I know. But, you know, it's one of those things, you get Risk for the first time and then, but now here in Warzone, you can play on, I mean, everywhere. You can play everywhere. And like that kind of, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, is the maps, right? Yeah. There's so much. And so, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna reminisce about the old days playing the original Risk when they were just wooden pieces.
Nice. Do you find yourself playing board games a lot as well, or is that not?
Any old table gamer of my generation worth his salt had Battleship, Risk, and Stratego.
Nice.
And I've got all three. I've got Castle Risk, which me and my wife.
Oh yeah.
My wife and I play Castle Risk sometimes. Sometimes we play Mission Risk. Sometimes we play Battleship. Sometimes we play Stratego.
Nice.
But back in the day, those were the big three: Battleship, Stratego, and Risk.
Yeah, I was definitely a Stratego fan. I would lord my skills at Stratego over everyone until I'd finally get beat.
Put the flag in the corner surrounded by two bombs.
Yep. Classics.
Yep.
So tell us a little about how you decided to join a clan and why. I mean, I know right now at the time of this recording, you're with you're with Prime. How did you end up landing there?
I could not ask for a better clan and better group of guys. There was a query by Fivesmith, I think. Hey, you want to join a clan? We're kind of laid back. And I was like, well, he posted that, I posted that I was looking for a laid back clan. He didn't know I posted. I didn't know he posted. And then we saw each other. And I was like, oh, welcome to the clan. I'm like, cool, thanks for having me. So this was back in August of last year.
Okay.
So that was part of the experiment, getting involved with the clan to see if it makes you a better player, because that topic was discussed before.
Mm.
And so I just jumped right in. And fortunately for me, I joined a great clan, great group of guys. Five Smith is an excellent leader. Much respect. And I've learned a lot about Idol since joining, and the advice they've given me has drastically, significantly improved my game. I'm going through levels faster now. Crafters and smelters are running more efficiently. I highly recommend unlocking Statistics 4 if you're going to play Idol, because it's much easier to monitor your game to effectively and efficiently allocate your resources to get through the level faster, so that you're not spending anything you don't have to. So joining a clan for me was better. I've gotten better. I still make mistakes, but I've gotten better at seed and SE1W and medium multi-earth 1v1. Those clan war maps have gotten a little better. Also wanted to talk about MTL. Another way of improving your game is to get into MTL, which I've just done recently. And the guys over there, Alex Exclusive and Rufus, and a couple of other top names that you see on the MTL hit list there.
Yeah.
Another great group of guys over there. Alex Exclusive, very welcoming. When I asked him for some help, he's like, sure, no problem. Join the Discord. We'll see what we can do for you. So it isn't just the game for me. It's the people in the community. We have a lot of great people in the community doing different things. People that just visit the forums, fresh ideas, discussions, issues. I mean, we've got it all.
We do.
We really do have it all. And it all works.
Right. Tell us a little bit more about MTL for somebody that maybe isn't familiar with it.
Well, if your skills, if you feel like within yourself your skills have plateaued out, but you feel like you can do more, MTL is where you want to go, because that's the place where the pros hang out. And the only way to get better is to hang around people that are better than you. If you want to improve your game or just any area of your life, get involved with people who are better than you and know more than you, so you can improve, so that when it's your turn to be the teacher, you can pass down the information to the next generation and say, this is the wisdom of the ages. This is what I learned from the greats, and now I pass it on to you so you can have a good game. And that really is what it's all about for me, is so that the player, novice or elite, has a memorable experience and fun, because we don't come here to be stressed out. We come here to have fun. And of course, competition runs the world, whatever it may be, digital competition or athletic competition. I would consider this digital competition. So,
yeah, that's really good. I really like what you had to say about that. And I think, you know, there's a lot of players that have found what makes Warzone really special to them. And I think, you know, I know you've mentioned to me around, your mentorship with, the Cube Scrambler. And tell me a little bit about just elaborate on that for the listeners here.
Okay. The Cube Scrambler is a young man, good head on his shoulders. When he came into Warzone, he literally kicked the door open and said, here I am. I want to play. And I love that. He had a lot of energy, and he was asking, how do I level up? How do I do this? How do I do that? And I reached out to him. I said, I can take you under my wing for a while and get you going, because he was kind of spinning his wheels there for a little while. And once I got him going, he was off and running. He's up to level 55, I think, level 56 already. So yeah, young man, good head on his shoulders. I convinced him to get a membership because he wanted to make some scenarios.
Mm.
And I told him, I said, you can get into map making and mod make. He's already released his first map.
Yeah.
So the Cube Scrambler is doing great. Well, once I got him started, pointed him in the right direction. I mean, I only had to mentor him for like a couple of days, and I cut him loose. And now we're playing 2v2 together. We're doing pretty good. We win some, we lose some, but we're definitely getting better at our 2v2 games. And he's a good kid. He's a good player.
That's awesome.
And I think he's got a solid future ahead of him if he sticks with it.
That's fantastic. And I think those kinds of friendships are what people often talk about quite a bit on the show. And it's so great to have these stories come up and just talk about. I think, you know, they should be talked about. It's what makes the game special. And I think that's really cool. What, you know, with all we've talked about, the different versions of the game, the way that you've impacted the game, and obviously, like we just talked about, the you know, mentorship that you've provided, what are some things that you maybe want for the future of Warzone, or could see improvements in, or whatever it is maybe that's on your mind when you think about Warzone and what's could happen?
Okay, here's the way I see Warzone now. I'm going to draw an analogy. Warzone can be thought of as a base unit with a lot of peripherals attached all around it. Like in the old days, you had your computer, you had your keyboard, your mouse, your monitor, your camera, your headset, your microphone, your modem. And everything attached to it was its own separate unit. But nowadays, again, drawing an analogy, you've got a mobile phone. It fits in your pocket. It can record video, send messages, take notes, pictures, text, phone. Yeah. So we can go from a base unit with a lot of peripherals to the evolution of Warzone, where it's a self-contained unit. We have these mods, for example. It would be nice if we went beyond the experimental stage and made them standard, put everything into one unit. And with the future coming in technology, we've got 4K, we've got 8K. Can you imagine playing Warzone with a full virtual reality headset and the power glove and just
wow,
manipulating the game with your hand in midair?
That would be... that'd be special.
The way I see Warzone 5-10 years from now is more than a keyboard and mouse game. I envision it as something that people are going to want to strap on a virtual headset. And I imagine it. I've already imagined it. I think it's great because of what we have now to what we could have that's possible. Imagine if the Big Fizz took that step into higher technology and just have it right in your brain, right in your face. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah. And obviously we've seen small teasers of that, but time will tell, right?
Right. Well, I really hope that Warzone's going to be around another 10 years, another 15, 20 years. We're going to reach that point where the torch has to be passed. The game will have to catch up to the technology available. And I honestly do see Warzone another 20 years from now, at least.
Yeah, it's a strong community.
Already been around, 12 years, 2011, 2012?
Right.
So that's a big feather in Fizzer's cap right there.
Right. Yep. Continues on. And, I mean, obviously, you know, I think it's why we're having this conversation. It's why we're doing the things that we do inside of Warzone. You know, we're still walking around the shop, as you said, right? We're still enjoying every little nook and cranny that we find that maybe we stay in for a while or we continue on in. And, you know, I think to sort of close things up, what is something that maybe you'd like to just share with the Warzone community, or what is it about the game that just keeps you coming back? What part of the story do you just keeps you here?
Having joined a clan, my time is spent with Clan Wars and Idol, which is fine. It's an addition to what I already did. But just all of it. The Warzone has become something that needs to continue. It has itself grown into such a degree that it must perpetuate itself. It must continue. It's like we can't live without it. It's so great because a lot of other video games, they suck. They carry with them a lot of drama. Here, you just don't have that. It's just pure game, pure strategy. There's a lot of negativity found in other games that just not found in Warzone. So for the game, the people, all the people involved in creating things and sharing ideas, keeping things fresh, that's why I love Warzone so much. It's a one-stop shop for all your gaming needs. It's not bloody or disgusting. There's no fancy graphics. It's just all strategy. And that's what makes it so attractive, is the things that it isn't, as well as the things that it is.
Wow. I don't think I could have said it better myself, Hangfire. That's a really good analogy. And, you know, I think both you and I, we salute all of the Warzone players that are out there that are continuing on and playing the game. We enjoy spending time with you. I enjoyed spending time with you, Hangfire, just talking about this community and all of us enjoying everything that those other games don't have. So thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
It's been awesome. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. Keep working with Hangfire. Keep sending him the mods. He's here to help, and so am I. So until next time, everyone, have a great one, and we'll talk again soon. Take care.